Welcome to the Pharma Voice Webcast Network. In this episode, I speak with Kim Golden, Executive Director of ISMAP, Julia Ralston, President of ISMAP, and Robert Norris, Past President of ISMAP. We discuss what ISMAP is and how it's evolved, how the organization can help medical publication professionals, and the 2011 annual meetings in the U.S. in April and in Europe in November. I'm Dan Limbach, your host and producer of the Pharma Voice Webcast Network. Kim, Julie, and Bob, welcome to the podcast program.
Happy to be here, Dan.
It's a pleasure to participate today.
Honored to be part of the program.
Kim, you've been with ISMAP since the beginning. How would you describe the history, progression, and success of ISMAP?
Well, in 2004, I had the pleasure of learning about a profession called publication planning, and with assistance from some of the would-be ISMAP founders, produced the first two conferences directed towards this group through a for-profit conference organization. The programs were incredibly well-received because those who'd attended had had little to no formal communication with colleagues from other organizations at that point, and there were many varying practices at play. The energetic and passionate discussions heard at the original meetings were about things like establishing a common set of standards and ethics, identifying best practices, and providing ongoing education. Publication professionals desired a collective voice to tackle these issues in an organized fashion on behalf of the profession, and they really wanted to be the driver behind these efforts. They had the vision to see the need for an organization representing the profession in a broader way. And the result was ISMAP, the only not-for-profit association founded by medical publication professionals for medical publication professionals. And in the 6 years since its inception in 2005, our membership has grown to more than 1,000, with representation from all stakeholders involved in the publication of medical research, including pharmaceutical, biotechnology, and device companies, medical publication and communication agencies, medical journal publishers and editors, and professional medical writers. We are truly an international organization with members from around the world. Our membership is our strength, and education is our main objective. The effectiveness of our society is dependent on an open, cross-functional collaboration among our committee members and leaders, and we rely on these dedicated volunteers who run the various platforms, committees, and working groups. And equally important is to understand the distinction between an association and other types of organizations. By paying annual dues and attending our educational programs, such as the annual meeting, our members are truly making an investment, and it is they who ultimately reap the returns in terms of more and better professional initiatives.
Thanks, Kim. Julia, what is the vision and mission of ISMAP?
The vision of ISMAP is to be the recognized and respected authority for the medical publication profession. Our mission is threefold: to advance the medical publication profession through education and advocacy, to drive integrity, excellence, and transparency in medical publications, and to lead the establishment and adoption of medical publication standards and best practices.
Excellent. Well, Julia, it's becoming apparent that ISMAP is taking a leadership role in the profession of medical publications. Can you tell us a bit about what ISMAP has done to achieve this?
Certainly. We believe that ISMAP should be the leader because we have a full range of initiatives addressing advocacy, best practices, professional education, excellence, integrity, standards, and transparency, or more succinctly, everything we believe is necessary to support the profession. Among our key initiatives are, firstly, advocacy programs; secondly, continuous education through webinars, annual meeting agendas, and the first ever certification for medical publication professionals to recognize one as both an expert in the profession and as a professional who embraces the highest ethical and professional standards. Thirdly, supporting the development and implementation of important guidelines such as GPP2 and our partnership with MPIP, another initiative focused on building trust with editors. And finally, professional codes, such as our recently updated Code of Ethics.
Thank you, Julia. Bob, you just heard Julia mention advocacy as one of ISMAP's key initiatives. Could you expand on this?
Sure, Dan. ISMAP members have always been advocates on the critical value our profession brings to healthcare in general. However, in 2009, we launched a formal advocacy program, which was presented to our membership at the 2010 annual meeting. We've created materials that help our members become stronger advocates for our profession, that help educate people outside of our immediate professional area and those within who may not fully understand the importance of what we do and the value we bring. This year, we're planning ISMAP's first ever Advocacy Day, where a group of ISMAP members will meet with their elected representatives in Congress and the Senate on Capitol Hill to educate them about what we do. We feel it's important for them to understand what we do so they can offer a different, and we believe a more informed perspective to discussions and legislation that impacts our profession and healthcare in general.
Excellent. Thanks, Bob. Julia, Kim mentioned earlier that ISMAP is truly an international organization based on its membership. Tell us about international activities. What is ISMAP doing to expand its reach globally?
We held our first ever European meeting in January of 2010 and a series of workshops in Europe in December. We're now moving forward with an annual meeting in Europe scheduled this year for November 15th and 16th, and then to repeat an event around that time frame annually thereafter. Because of our global commitment to publication standards, we've also recently expanded our reach to the Asia-Pacific region. We've added an ex officio board member who is an expert in that area, and she is helping us to formalize plans and activities. You'll hear more on that over the next few months.
Julia, the initiatives you and Bob just outlined sound impressive. Would you share with us a bit about how these translate into best practices for the profession?
Let's start with certification. ISMAP was the first medical publication professional society to introduce such a program, which certifies the following: expertise as a medical publication professional, proficiency in good publication practices, commitment to ethical and transparent data dissemination standards, and leadership in upholding and fostering integrity and excellence in medical publications. Maintaining certification is an iterative process. Once earned, the CMPP credential is valid for 5 years, at the expiration of which certificates must recertify. This ensures that only those who demonstrate ongoing education and experience in best practices will maintain their certification status. Another key initiative that has contributed to improving practice and raising standards is GPP2. Which was published in the BMJ in late 2009. It began with an ISMAP-convened steering committee to outline the revisions that were needed to bring the original 2003 GPP publication up to date, and culminated in the publication that many in our industry are familiar with and use on a daily basis. Some of the key areas within GPP2 that specifically speak to improving practice and raising standards are: the role of authors, sponsors, and other contributors, reimbursement and honoraria, how to establish a publication steering committee, the role of professional medical writers, and recommendations for publication planning and documentation. The third area I'd like to highlight is our role in the Medical Publishing Insights and Practices Initiative, or MPIP as it's known. This initiative was founded in 2008 by members of the pharmaceutical industry in collaboration with ISMAP to elevate trust, transparency, and integrity in publishing industry-sponsored studies, with the specific goals of, firstly, improving the understanding of the issues and challenges faced by journals in publishing industry-sponsored research, and secondly, promoting a more effective partnership between sponsors and journals to raise standards in medical publishing and expand access to data. Outputs from MPIP have included an author's submission toolkit, which was unveiled at ISMAP's 2010 annual meeting. Published in CMRO in August of 2010, the toolkit is a valuable resource for practical application. We've also just launched our new website as a resource for medical publication professionals. So these are some of the more practical examples, and we are constantly working on the addition of new and necessary tools to support our mission.
That's great, Julia. Bob, you were involved in one of ISMAP's first published position papers. Would you tell us a little bit about that, and can you delineate subsequent ISMAP publications?
Sure, Dan. The first paper that you're referring to was the one that was developed by the 2006-2007 Issues and Actions Committee and was published in Current Medical Research and Opinion, the journal, in 2007. It was called ISMAP's Position Statement, The Role of Professional Medical Writer, and it is what ISMAP believes to be the appropriate role for professional medical writers. We've also more recently issued a white paper on the rationale and value of medical publications, and we've updated our initial code of ethics. The updated code was released at the end of last year. All these materials and much more can be found on the ISMAP website. They're all directed at helping our members and non-members understand how we ensure transparency, integrity, and the professionalism in all that we do.
Very good. Now, Bob, you've been part of ISMAP since its beginning. You were the second president, and you remain actively involved at the committee level, at the corporate and annual meeting sponsor and exhibitor level, and many of your company's staff are also actively involved. Why is this? Why ISMAP?
That's easy, Dan. It's because it's good for the company, it's good for ISMAP, and it's good for our profession. Back in 2005, a small group of us recognized the need. The need was to do more than just hold a meeting once or twice a year. We believed that what we needed was a go-to professional association that would support our profession, help formally establish and communicate the value that we bring to members, non-members, and anyone who's touched by medical publications. To those in the industry that didn't fully understand what we do in our arena, and externally to those that may doubt our value, to show them the value we bring to professional medical publications. I'm quite proud to see what emerged from an idea just 6 years ago into a recognized association with over 1,000 members and a host of successful initiatives that are supporting our members and enhancing the standards and integrity under which we all practice.
Well said. Julia, like Bob, you've also been very involved over the years in ISMAP. As the outgoing president, what is your closing message to the listeners of today's podcast?
I think the key thing I would like to reiterate is the tremendous commitment that the members of ISMAP have to the profession and to the organization. And if you're not a member but work in the profession, we would very much encourage you to join. This society includes a large diversity of stakeholders, those who work in pharmaceutical, biotech, or device companies, medical publication and communications, agency personnel, medical publishers, editors, writers, academicians. There's a long list. And it's all of the stakeholders who work in our space. We're a volunteer-driven association. Any one of you can play a role in advancing the profession by joining a committee and getting involved. And with the help of ISMAP, you will also learn how you can become an advocate for your profession back in your daily work setting. We're a not-for-profit association. As Kim mentioned earlier, as an association, we are bound to invest in ourselves to continue providing our members with ongoing support and education, to continue to help move our profession forward. I do hope that I'll see many of you at the 7th annual meeting of ISMAP, which is just around the corner, April 4th to 6th in Arlington, Virginia. This year's meeting is called Anticipating Change in Medical Publication, Leading Now for the Future. It's a great program. There's a lot to be learned by attending and through networking at the meeting. Registration is now open and the program is available on the ISMAP website.
Kim, Julia, and Bob, I'd like to thank you for sharing your thought leadership and expertise and sharing more about ISMAP with us.
It was my pleasure.
Dan, thank you for the opportunity.
It's been my pleasure, Dan. Thank you.
And that does it for this episode. For more information about ISMAP, please visit their website at ismpp.org. If you are a medical publication professional, please consider becoming a member. Registration is open for the 7th annual meeting of ISMAP in Arlington, Virginia on April 4th through 6th. For our European colleagues, start planning for the next annual European meeting of ISMAP, November 15th through 16th in the United Kingdom. Thanks for listening. Until next time, I'm Dan Limbach. This 2011 production is the property of PharmaLinks, LLC. All appropriate copyright laws apply.